大家好。
Good afternoon.
今天因为有点感冒，所以呢，散会以后我就不站在后面跟你们握手了，要不然你们下个礼拜没有人来聚会。
I have a cold, so I do not plan to shake your hands after the worship. Otherwise, nobody will come to worship next week.
我们开始之前，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
今天父母，谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你是蛮有恩典的神。
Because you are gracious God.
你拣选我们，你知道我们可以认识你。
You have chosen us so that we may know you.
虽然我们只是世上很微小的人，但是你却听我们的祷告，接受我们的敬拜。
Although we are the lowly man, but you hear our prayer and accept our worship.
特别在今年第一个主日的时候，帮助我们有一个遵守你的话的心。
Especially the first North days of this year, help us to have a heart that obey your words.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer. We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
今天呢是提多书最后的一讲。
And this is the last sermon on Book of Titus.
所以让我做一个很简单的一个回顾。
So let me give you a brief review.
那提多书呢是保罗，你可以说他殉道之前其中的一卷书。
Book of Titus is one of the epistles that Paul wrote before his martyrdom.
他写信给他的徒弟提多，教他怎么当牧师。
He wrote to his disciple Titus and tell him how to pastor the church.
所以他首先提醒提多，你要设立长老。
And first he reminded Titus to appoint elders.
因为长老呢，就是好像教会的掌门人一样。
So elders are like the church's gatekeeper.
他不让这些迷惑人的异端进来。
So they do not let in the heresies that would deceive the people.
也让成为弟兄姊妹的一个榜样。
And also set a good examples to brothers and sisters.
最后呢，保罗呢就提醒提多，你要叫这些弟兄姊妹呢做好事。
At last, Paul reminded Titus, you need to teach brothers and sisters to devote it to good work.
那其实呢，在中文圣经的时候呢，他会把这个原文这个字，有的时候翻译叫好，有些时候翻译叫善。
So in Chinese Bibles, it translates the word good into two words in Chinese.
Yeah. 但是呢，在原文里面其实是同一个字。
But in the original translation, it's just one word.
在提多书里面呢，出现了很多次。
And that word appeared many times in the Book of Titus.
所以呢，你就会发觉，当我讲提多书的时候，很多时候呢，就用这个好这个字来做我的题目。
So and you know why I use this word good as my sermon title.
比方说，有一次讲第二章的时候，讲到好人难做。
For example, the chapter 2, I gave it a title, difficult to be good.
原因就是保罗指出来，其实我们，就是如果你是一个假的一个信徒呢，你一定做不出好的行为。
Paul point out, if you are false believers, you will not do good.
但是如果你是一个真正重新得救的，你神的纯正的道理会改变你，你就能够做出好事来。
But if you are true believers and you are reborn, and God's word will transform you and you will do good.
无论你是男女老少，你都会有好的行为。
Whether you are man, woman, old or young, you have a good deeds.
第三章我给你一个题目叫超好人。
And the Chapter 3, I gave it a title, Super Nice Guy.
他讲到呢，其实基督徒有这么好的一个行为啊， 其实他们从前不是这样子的。
It says the Christian has a good deeds, but they used to not like that.
我们从前都是跟其他人一样，都是自私自利，为了自己而生活。
We just like other people, so we are selfish and we live for ourselves.
是神他的恩典跟他的怜悯去拯救我们。
And it's God's mercy and compassion that saved us.
通过圣灵更新的工作，我们才会有这个好的行为。
And through the renewal of the Holy Spirit, we have good deeds.
所以呢，最后呢，保罗最后这段呢，其实就是提醒，弟兄姊妹啊，你要好事多为。
And to the end of Titus, Paul remind brothers and sisters, you need to devote to good work.
就是劝基督徒你要多行善事。
So to encourage Christians to do good works.
所以呢，我们先来看。保罗是怎么劝基督徒去多行善事呢？
So first, let us look how Paul encouraged Christians to do good.
那世界上呢有不同的方法。
There are many ways to encourage people to do good.
那第一个我们常见的就是一个律法主义。
The first is legalism.
它其实就是把善行加在得救的条件里面。
That is to add the good deeds into the requirements of being saved.
他们会告诉你，你单单信耶稣不够的。
So they will tell you it's not enough to just believe.
那你还要来教会，你要奉献，你要做善事。
You need to come to church and do offering and do good work.
他可能会告诉你，信耶稣的人死了以后不下地狱。
They will tell you, if you are a believer, after your death, you will not go to the hell.
但是呢，因为你做善事不够，你就先要去这个炼狱里面去做一做。
But because you haven't done good work enough, you need to go to the purgatory first.
所以呢，炼你一千几百年。
So to be trialed a thousand years.
看你现在敢不敢不行善。
So let's see how dare you not do it.
另外一个主义呢也是很流行的，就是我们叫功利主义。
And another way is utilitarianism.
他是告诉你，那如果你行善，那么神就祝福你。
It tells you if you do good work and God will bless you.
那这个包括呢，神会让你升职发财。
And including God will give you promotion and wealth.
家庭和谐。
And harmonious families.
儿女的听话。
And obedient children.
其实这一类的主义背后呢，就是一个召唤的条件。
And this is a condition that you use to exchange the blessing from God.
他主要就是说，你听神的话，神也听你的话。
So it says, if you listen to God, and God will listen to you.
但保罗呢，都没有用这两个方法。
But Paul did not use these two ways.
因为其实你想想，这两个方法能够改变你的外表，不能改变你的内心。
Actually, these above two ways can only change you externally, but they will not change your hearts.
那么保罗用什么方法改变这些信徒呢？
In which way Paul used to change the believers?
那么第八节呢，就告诉我们，说这话是可信的，我也愿你们把这些事，切切实实地讲明，使这些以信神的人留心做。正经事业，这都是美事，并且与人有益。
So verse 8, this is a trustworthy thing, and I want you to stress these things so that those who have trusted in God may be careful to devote themselves to doing what is good.
那你发觉了三章第八节的是保罗总结全书的开始。
You find that the verse 8 is a conclusion. is the beginning of the conclusion of the whole book.
这段话的对象呢，是这些已经哪些已信神的人呢？
The audience of this sentence is the people who already believe.
保罗没有要求每一个人都行善。
Paul did not require everyone to do good.
他因为呢，他知道呢，只有已经信神的人呢，才有这个能力，这样子去行善。
Because he knows only the people who trust in God have the capability to do good.
也只有神的儿女能够明白为什么他们要行善。
And only God's children understand why they need to do good.
保罗要他们怎么行善呢？
How does Paul want them to do good?
就是呢，留心做正经事。
And be careful to devote themselves to doing what is good.
或者他的意思呢，就是你要在行善上面做一个专家。
这个
是你的专业，你是一个专业做善事、okay. 善事的人。
So you need to be doing good professionally.
那我知道呢，你们中间有一些儿女呢，他们音乐是很厉害的。
So I know some of your children have high achievement in music.
比赛的时候常常拿奖。
They often get award in competition.
你们都了解，你们的儿女如果要拿到这样子的成绩呢，其实他不是单单有天分这么简单呢。
So you understand, in order for your children to get such award, only have the talent is not enough.
你要为他找一个好的老师。
You need to find them a good teacher.
你要交学费。
And you need to pay tuition.
这个人呢，又常常给老师骂。
And they may be scolded by teacher.
每一天要练琴的可能两三个小时。
And maybe they have to practice a couple of hours every day.
同一首。歌可能呢，他练习很多很多次。
And the same music, they have to practice many times.
但是你知道啊，这样子的训练，只是我们说一个业余的一个训练而已。
So we know such training is only to be an amateur musician.
如果你是一个专业的音乐家的时候，你的要求就更高。
If you want to be a professional musician, and it has a higher requirement.
我从前有个姊妹，她是在 U of M 念音乐的博士的。
I have a sister who was pursuing the PhD in musician.
她说每一天呢，练弹琴都要6到8个小时了。
She said she practiced pianos 6 to 8 hours daily.
还有呢，常常要思考这个音乐。
And she has to think about music.
又要去欣赏别人的音乐。
And to appreciate other people's music.
所以保罗是要求我们这些已经信耶稣的人有同一样的专注力。
And so Paul wants the believers have the same focus.
你要有同一样的牺牲。
And to have the same sacrifice.
你才能够成为一个专业行善的一个人。
So that we can be devoted to doing what is good.
如果你要行善行得好，你要学从别人身上去学啊。
If you want to be good at doing good thing, you need to learn from other people.
保罗用什么东西去推动这些基督徒这样子花时间去行善呢？
What Paul used to encourage Christians to spend time to learn?
他不是用律法主义，也不是用一个我们说的功利主义。
He did not use legalism or utilitarianism.
他用一个我叫恩典的主义。
He used the grace.
第八节的开始呢，他是说这话是可信的。
In the beginning of verse 8, he says, this is trustworthy saying.
这话就是讲到三章之前第三节到第七节的内容。
And that is refers to the chapter 3, verse 1 to 7.
第三节里面呢，他指出啊，我们人性的丑陋。
Verse 3 is point out the evil ugliness of our human nature.
四到第七节呢，他就提到了神拯救的伟大。
And 4 to 7, he point out the greatness of God's salvation.
当我们了解我们是多坏的人，神是多爱我们的时候，我们就会愿意去行善。
So when you understand how depraved we are and how much love God has for us, we want to do good.
所以我们看到这里的时候，我们可以做一个很简单一个结论。
So we can draw a brief conclusion here.
其实教义对我们的行为有一个很重要的一个影响。
And the doctrine has a good impact on our deeds.
如果你有一个健康的教义的了解，你就会有一个健康的行为。
A knowledge of a sound doctrine will lead us to a good deeds.
所以如果你要做一个专业行善的人，你必须要对教义有一个健康的了解。
And if you are devoted yourself to doing what is good, then you need to have a good understanding.
因为很多时候呢，你对教义的了解会教你怎么做决定。
So understanding of the doctrine will teach you how to make decision.
在神学院里面呢，有一门课叫视同神学。
In seminary, there is a class called systematic theology.
其实就是讲到教义的一堂。
So that is a class for a doctrine.
你知道呢？我们讲教义的时候，我们会讨论什么呢？
Do you know what we discussed when we were taught a doctrine?
其中呢，我们会谈到一些应用在生活上面的事情。
We'll talk about some applications.
比方说，小朋友，你要不要买一个好像就是换具是刀是枪的送给他玩呢？
So, for example, will you buy a toy sword to, as a gift to the children?
我问你们父母啊，你会不会呀？
Will you?
那我第一个反应就不会了。
My first reaction is no.
因为我们想到刀跟枪就是一个暴力的东西嘛。
So first we thought that the gun and the swords are violent.
但是呢，我的教授他却有不同的看法哦。
But my professor has different view.
他觉得可以啊。
And he think it's good, it's okay.
因为呢，其实就是。为什么小朋友会拿到刀跟枪的时候拿来打架呢？
Why is the children when they have the sword they will fight with each other?
最主要的原因就是我们大人没有教他怎么用这些东西。
The main reason is our adults we did not teach them how to use it.
但是如果你看圣经的时候呢，罗马书里面讲到了，他讲到了，因为他不是空空的配件，是神的用人，是圣愿的，刑罚哪作恶的。
If you look at the Romans 13 verse 14, for he does not bear the sword for nothing, he is God's servant, agent of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoer.
所以我的教授就提醒我们，其实当你送，比方说一个刀、一个枪给小朋友的时候，你要教他怎么用这个东西。
So my professor remind us when you give a gift like sword or gun to toy guns to the children, you need to tell them how to use it.
不是用来胡乱打人的。
It's not to use to bully other people.
是用来保护这些弱小的，惩罚作恶的。
That used to protect the weak and to punish the evildoer.
那所以如果你能够正确的教这些小孩的时候，那么他们能够建立一个很健康的一个品格。
So if you give a good teaching to the children, and you will help them to develop the good character.
他会成为一个公义、勇敢，还有能够控制自己的一个有一个人。
So they will become the upright, courageous, and self-controlled people.
另外呢，保罗在第八节里面提醒我们呢，当我们基督冷淡的时候，我们可以用什么在帮助他去热心的去追求神呢
？So in verse 8, Paul tell us when someone is cold, or what do we use to stir them up?
Okay, 那么呢，其实就是让他想到神的拯救。
So just let them think about God's salvation.
其实在旧约里面呢，你会发觉常常重复神救以色列人脱离埃及的这个故事。
In Old Testament, it's often repeated, and the God's deliver the Israelites out of Egypt.
在新约里面常常提到十字架。
And in New Testament, the cross is often mentioned.
其实我们当我们去思考神的拯救的时候，你不用追求什么特别的感觉。
So when we meditate on God's salvation, you do not have to seek some special the feeling of special feeling.
其实当你默想神在十字架上面的救恩的时候，你自然就会重新得力。
When you meditate on God's grace on the cross, and you will be strengthened.
你记得呢，在耶稣的十字后有一个妓女，她呢用眼泪为耶稣洗脚的故事吗？
Remember the story in Jesus' time, there was a prostitute. He washed Jesus' foot using her tear.
最后耶稣怎么解释呢？
What did the Lord explain that?
耶稣说，所以我告诉你，他许多的罪都赦了，因为他的爱多，但那赦免小的，他的爱就小。
Therefore I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, for she loves much, but he who has been forgiven little loves little.
其实我们对神的爱心的多少呢，其实决定在我们明白神对我们的赦免这个恩典有 多少有一个关系的。
Actually, how much we know that God loves us depends on how much we understand He has forgiven us.
如果让我们好像第八节所说的专业的去行善的时候，
If we are like what verse 8 mentioned, to devote us to doing what is good,
那么我们必须要有一个选择性。
And there's a choice.
Selective.
Oh, selective.
因为世上面呢有很多不同的事情。
Because there are many things in the world.
有一些事情好像第八节里面所讲的是美事，而且是与人有益的。
Some things are trustworthy and good.
但是有一些事呢，就好像第九节所讲的虚妄无益的。
But some things are controversy and foolish.
那么我们面对不同的事的时候，我们应该有不同的反应。
So we should to have different reactions facing different things.
好像保罗提醒我们，我们要柔性的做正经的事业。
Just as Paul mentioned us, we need to be careful to doing what is good.
但是同时我们要远避这些无益的事。
But to avoid foolish controversies.
有关我们信仰的讨论呢，有很多有一些事情是很重要的。
The discussion about our faith, some things are very important.
但是有一些事呢，可能是虚妄无益的。
But some things are useless and
所以我们面对 面对信仰不同的意见的时候，圣经给我们三种我们应该有的反应。
When we are facing different opinions, Bible teach us the three different action, reaction.
有的时候你要争辩。
Sometimes you need to contend for.
有的时候呢，你要远避。
Something you need to avoid.
有的时候我们要接纳。
And sometimes we need to accept.
所以我们先来看第一个，就是若这个题目啊是。因为这个题目呢是跟福音有关系的，
so,
就是我们的制药真理有关的。
So let's look at the first. Some of the discussions are about the fundamental truth.
那么圣经说你必须要设立争辩。
And the Bible teaches us we need to contend for the faith.
这个也是之前的提多书一章九节里面说。坚守所教真实的道理，把争辩的人驳倒了。
Just like Titus 1 verse 9 mentioned, we must hold firmly to the trustworthy message as it has been taught, and refute those who oppose it.
犹大书第三节也说，为了以前一次教父圣徒的真理。设立争辩。
Jude 1:3 also mentioned, urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to the saints.
那你看呢？加拉太书就是一个很好的例子。保罗为了去坚持因信称义的道理呢，他就很严厉的去指责这些错误的人。
So Galatians 1:9 gave a good example. Paul insists on the being justified by faith. He sharply points out the objection.
在我们现代的例子里面呢，我会想到就是这些，我们说好像摩门教这些异端，我们面对这些事情的时候，我们要设立争辩。
Give a present example. When you face the Mormonism, we need to contend for our faith.
第二个反应呢，就是讲到呢，我们要远避或者弃绝。
And so the second reaction talk about avoiding.
圣经其实提出有两个情形，我们要考虑。
Bible tells us we need to consider two circumstances.
第一个就是刚看提多书三章九节里面讲到的，这些无知的辩论和家谱的空谈以及纷争，并因律法而起的正经。
And the first is the foolish controversies and genealogies and arguments and query about the law.
那这一类的争论呢？其实是不影响一个人的得救的。
And such controversy does not impact a person's salvation.
但是呢，圣经却讲到它是虚妄无益的。
But the Bible mentioned it's foolish and useless.
为什么它是无益呢？
Why is it useless?
因为这些是空谈。
Because those are the empty talk.
这个是没有圣经根据的。
And no Bible basis.
只是一些推测
，and it's just the speculation.
当时的例子呢，就是有一些有关犹太人的律法。
And in that day, it's about the Jewish law.
还有一种例子呢，我们要远避跟弃绝的，就是提多书三章十到十一节里面所讲的。
And another things that we need to avoid and reject is the is mentioned in verse 10 to 11.
这些分门结党的人。
And that is those divisive person.
那这些人呢，不一定在真理上面有错误。
Those people they might not have they may not have a wrong understanding of the truth.
他们就是喜欢分门结党。
but they just want to divide the people.
很多时候呢，他把圣经小小的问题呢放得很大。
Sometimes they magnify the small question of the Bible.
有些人其实是用分党、分门结党呢去提升自己的地位。
And some people to elevate themselves by dividing people.
约翰三书呢里面有一个人物叫刁特腓，他就是一个好为首、分门结党的一个人。
And in the third John, there's a person who is Diotrephes, and he's a divisive person.
保罗说了，遇到剪纸的人，警戒他一两次，如果他不悔改的时候呢，就弃绝他。
The Paul teach us when you face this kind of person, just warn them a couple of times. If they don't listen, have nothing to do with them.
那我们有一些现代的例子呢，我想，是我们要远离跟逃避的。
Let me give you some present the examples in the present time.
在释迦人教会里面呢，有一个 movement 叫King James Only 的 movement.
And in some church, there's a movement called King James Movement.
他们的意思呢，他们只用这个 King James Version 的英文翻译本。
They only use the King James Version as a translation.
他们相信呢，这个是唯一神保守、完全可靠的一个翻译。
They believe the King James translation is the only translation that are kept and comprehensive.
那他们这个相信呢，是完全没有根据。
And their belief has no basis.
但是却带来了一个很大的纷争。
But cause the great division.
所以我们遇到这些事情的时候，我们应该要远离这些人。
So when we are in those situation, we need to avoid those people.
第三种反应呢，就是我们要接纳。
The third reaction is we need to accept.
这个就是当我们面对一些疑惑的事。
Is when we face when we are facing some disputable matters.
这个是在罗马书里面的十四章呢，有举一些例子。有关什么叫疑惑的事
？In Romans chapter 14, there are some examples. What are the disputable matters?
里面的例子就是，比方讲到饮食啊、日词啊上面的争论。
And some examples are regarding the food or the day.
那么保罗说，面对这些争论呢，你要接纳对方，不要跟他辩论。
Facing the controversy on such matters, do not argue with them, just accept.
那这些例子里面呢，一个特点呢，就是它也不属于纪要圣礼。
So such controversies has nothing to do with the fundamental truth.
但是它的确是有一些圣经里面的根据。
But they do have some Bible, basis.
很多时候是因为信徒呢，他信心的程度不一样，或者他的背景不一样，就影响他们对这个经文的了解。
Because the different the level of their faith or the different background, so cause them to have a different understanding.
我想到现代的例子，可能就是水里用什么形式去进行呢？
And give a current example for the baptism, the water baptism.
或者崇拜用什么哪一种音乐去进行呢
？Or what music we used in our worship?
那如果大家已经是同一个教会了
，If we are in the same church,
那么我们应该彼此接纳。
We need to accept each other,
免得教会分裂
so that the church will be divided.
所以保罗其实是叫我们呢，你要有选择性的去行善。
The Bible teach us to do good, selectively.
因为呢，你 论花你的时间的时候，其实你就不能专注做在这些有重要的事情上面。
So if you waste your time, you will not focus on things that are important.
最后呢，保罗结束提多书的时候，他在第八节劝信徒要专业的形象。
To conclude the book of Titus in verse 8, he teach believers to devote themselves to doing what is good.
在12到14节呢，保罗就提出来，你们要常常预备好行善。
And in verse 12 to 14, he reminds the believers, you need to do good all the time.
就是有准备了，你平常有准备，有预备去做。
Which is you need to be prepared to do good.
12到14节呢，是保罗宣教的计划。
And 12 to 14 is Paul's missionary plan.
那么他这计划呢，其实他计划派同工来代替提多。
He planned to send co-workers to substitute Titus.
所以呢，他讲到了将来会有两个宣教士会来到你们这边，那么你要尽力的帮助这两个人。
So he mentioned there's a two missionary will go to Titus, and he asked Titus to help them.
十四节里面呢，他就讲到，并且我们的人呢，要学习正经事业，预备所需用的，免得不结果子。
And verse 14, our people must learn to devote themselves to doing what is good, in order that they may provide for daily necessities and not live unproductive lives.
保罗呢，告诉我们呢，你行善要学习的。
Paul tells us, and you need to learn to do good.
就好像你弹琴，你要跟人学习一样。
Just like you play the piano, you need to learn from the people.
没有人的天上下来就会弹琴。
Nobody was born to know how to play piano.
你要做得好，你就必须要做得多。
If you want to be good, you have to do a lot.
你还要接受训练。
And you need to get trained.
你最后才能够成为一个专业行善的一个人。
And you will become a person who devoted themselves to doing what is good.
还有啊，你要平常又要准备。
Also, you need to be prepared.
准备可能包括你在金钱上面，你在实践上面，或者你在精力上面。
So on a daily basis, you need to be prepared, your time and your energy and the money.
否则这个需要来到的时候，你就发觉，哎，我没有这个力量，或者这个金钱，或者这个时间去支持它。
So when the need is there, and you find, oh, I don't have the time and money to help.
那么你就会失去这个结果子的机会。
And you will lose the chance of bearing fruit.
你知道了一个好的一个信徒有三个特点。
You know, a good believer has three characteristics.
就是忠心，有空闲的时间，还有就是有一个受教的心。
And that is faithful, available, and teachable.
所以我们简称的就是 FAT, FAST.
So we give it an acronym, FAST.
很多，我告诉你，其实很多弟兄姊妹我认识的，他们都是很忠心的一个弟兄姊妹。
So many brothers and sisters I know, they are faithful.
他们在信仰里面是很认真的。
They are serious about their faith.
但是呢，我告诉你，不是每一个人都有一个受教的心。
But I told you, not everyone has a teachable heart.
有些人他会告诉你，我已经明白了，我已经会了，我不需要再学了。
And some people will tell you, oh, I already know. There's, I don't think I need to learn.
但是三个特性里面最难找的，就是有空闲时间的人。
But among the three characteristics, availability is the one that is very hard to find.
很多时候我们发觉我们没有时间去跟随神侍奉神。
So oftentimes we find we don't have time to follow God.
但是神要求我们是好事多为。
But God wants us to devote to good work.
你看以弗所书里面呢，他讲一句话，二章十节，他说呢，神救我们其中的一个目的是什么？他说我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
One of the purpose that God save us is mentioned in Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's workmanship, created in Jesus Christ to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
今天呢是今年第一个主日。
Today is the first Lord's Day of this year.
你有没有在神面前去考虑，把你的时间空下来？
Have you considered to set apart some of your time?
常常预备行善。
And to devote yourself to good work.
做一个专业的行善的一个人。
And to devote yourself to doing what is good.
还有我们要远离这些无益的事情。
And avoid uselessness.
免得我们不结果子。
So that we do not live our unproductive lives.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们需要你的提醒。
Dear Heavenly Father, we need your reminder.
因为这个时间很快就要过去。
Because time flies.
如果我们不把握我们面前的机会的时候，我们不能为主你行善。
So if we don't take up the chance, we cannot do good for you.
让主你的救恩再次感动我们每一个人。
May your salvation once more move each one of us.
以致到我们会愿意为主你去行善。
So that we're willing to do good for you.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.